Wayne, how are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How you doing, John?
Doing wonderful. We'll talk some more baseball. What do you want to talk about today?
I moved up when I was 12 years old. I know it's been a long time. But I'm going to compare a lot of players that I knew I grew up with to right now. I knew the expansion, heard about baseball. But I'm comparing baseball players to what I was growing up. When I was 12, I know I was only 12 years old, but I didn't know too much about baseball, but we had fun. And I started off with a pitcher. I was with the Dodger organization when we had Don Zimmer and a couple other guys, but they didn't move up, and I didn't know Don Zimmer was going to be a major league player and a manager, especially a manager. But 1952, we didn't win the pennant, but we had a good club, and we had ball players like Don Zimmer and Norman Martin and a few other guys. But we had guys that right now, I know 60 years later, when I was a bat boy, I didn't know a double-A club from a big league. And we had some real good ball players. To me, a 12-year-old kid that don't know anything. But if we had fun, they played the game right. We played double. We had a lot of fun. I got 12 years old. They let me have put in pepper, and of course I didn't have a uniform. I had, so about halfway during the season, the people and next booth, you know, in the where they sell tickets, when I got me a baseball uniform, and I feel like I was on the world of a being. Mm-hmm. I mean, I never had a baseball uniform in my life, but I know a lot of them players. But of course, they didn't make the big leagues, but they did get to Triple A. And I was too young to say, "What are you doing here?" or something like that. But a couple of them came back, maybe half the team. You know, we don't, in the days, we only had 20 ball players. We only had maybe 8 pitchers, not like it is now. And we had a good infield compared to what we got now. But those, for me, those were my angels, all the first, second, third, short, the 3 outfielders. Catchers. They were good. They treated me real good. I liked them. They came out with me, and I was only a 12-year-old kid. We had a pretty good manager. All the managers we had back in that day, they had some experience in the big leagues. And I can't remember all of them, but a couple of like Stan Wojcik, people know it now. Of course, you don't remember him because he passed away. But yeah, he died about 20 years ago, but he played a little bit in the big league, but he loved to keep them kind of guys around because they got experience in showing these kids how to play the game. And like I say, we had good pitchers with the Dodgers, and I remember half the team coming back the following year because, like I say, the Dodgers had a good team like everybody. Well, y'all don't remember the Brooklyn Dodgers because they went to L.A., but they had a good pitcher staff, good catching, good hitters, and good infielders. So it was kind of hard to move up in them days. You've got to be excellent to get to the big leagues. And a few got to AAA, and it's been a couple of years. And then Cleveland came in, and 1956, and same thing. We had good ball players. We won a couple of pennants, and the pitcher was great. Infielder was good, and some of them did make the big leagues, of course. Most of them got in the big leagues. The old guys don't remember them, but if they remember, if you're 60 or 70, you remember some of them guys. But we had good teams from 1956. We always had good ball clubs when I was a bad boy and clubhouse guys. From when I started in 52 to 1960, then the New York Mets expanded. And they didn't have a fun. They didn't have a glass and things. You have to get the kids off the street. Ball players were up in ages that retired. In them days, you don't retire at 40. You retire if you don't make the big leagues or go play a double A. By the time you're 26, you go get a lunch bucket and go to work. So we picked up about 15. And with the Mets, you had to, with the Southern League, you had to have 17 on the roster to keep the team. So the manager had to be good on the mind. He used to pitch in the big leagues, but he was about 65, so he pushed up on the roster. And we did bad, put it bluntly. We lost over 100 games. And, of course, the team we had, suddenly they had draft choices. They had the Atlanta Crackers, Nashville Balls, and New Orleans Pelicans. They had real ball players. We have a real good team. And we had us been training the first time in my home ballpark in Mobile, Alabama, with the Mets. We were picking them off the street and everything else. So that's what I was the first trainer the New York Mets hired, just to work in the spring training. And we didn't have to practice the game. We didn't have nobody to play because the other teams was in Florida and we was in Alabama. And we had a good team. With the Mets, to me, I met one Austin. He's in the Hall of Fame. I can't think of his name. But we had, I went over there and worked in the business clubhouse where I knew some of the kids. And I had a good time with the business team. We had fun and stuff like that. And that's what I liked about working my first, when I became 21 years old, I went to work with the Twins up in Dallas, Texas. The first year with Dallas was with the Phillies. And the Angels is a co-op team. And so that's when they expanded. And I met some pretty good ball players. And the next year, 63, I was starting my working with the Twins. And we had a pretty good team.
Hey, Wayne.
We had Jack McKeon, who was a manager, good manager. Had some crazy ideas. And we had crazy clubhouse guys. That's when I started having fun with the players. We have wrestling matches in the clubhouse and had fun. We didn't win the pennant, but we had ball players that didn't make the big leagues. Not a lot of them. I think we had two or three: Sandy Palestino, Tony Oliva, and a couple of pitchers make the big leagues. But in '63 with the Minnesota Twins, that second year from Minneapolis. Washington, D.C., we didn't get too good. We had a pretty bad pitching staff, You know how it is with Washington. They came from Washington, Chuck Stout and a lot of them guys.
And
they
weren't
the greatest, but they was in the major leagues.
When?
Uh-huh.
Where were you in 61? Is that when you went to Dallas, Fort Worth?
No, I went there the whole week folded. The whole Southern League folded, so I thought didn't have a job, which I thought I had to go to work for, not baseball, a real job. But the last day of the September before the season over, the guy from Nashville, he said, "Wayne, what are you doing next winter since the Eagle League?" I said, "I don't know." He said, "How'd you like to come to Dallas with me in 1962, this was after 61 season, and work in the clubhouse?" I said, "Yeah, I'd love to do that." And I went over there, and it was a co-op team. But he worked, so Jim Fregosi played on that club. I think it's the Angels and the Phillies or something like that. Had a couple of good teams. I had a good team. And then they pulled out, and they said, "Oh, Danny Ozark from the manager over there." And he says, "You want to go with me to the Dodgers Spokane?" I said, "No, I'm gonna make Dallas a big league club," but it never happened. So in 63, after the season's over, we had the Twins, and the general manager with the phone director with the Twins came over there. He came to work. He said, "What are you gonna do after this year? Are you gonna stay here in Dallas and work?" I said, "Well, I'd love to if they get expensive, but..." "Well, if they don't get one, you want to come to Charlotte, North Carolina, a double-A club?" I said, "Yeah, let me think about it." And then I heard that we were going to go get an expansion club. So the last time, September, he came in and said, "Hey, Wayne, you made up your mind yet?" I said, "Yeah, I'll go to Charlotte." And I said, can't think of me to do in the winter of 63. So, how'd you like to go to your 6th week with us? I said, shoot, I love that. I said, where are they located? At that time, they was in St. Petersburg. I said, sure. Okay, you be there as soon as the season's over. You got 10 days to get down there. I said, that's okay. I got my car. I drive the Mobile and drive the Florida. That's how I got started with the Twins.
Well, you started with the Twins in 63?
Yeah, that's when John, that was the first year with Dallas. In 62, I was in Dallas, but I was with another club. The guy in Nashville, he was with the Twins, but he was going to work for somebody else. And he said, how about come out with me to Dallas and we can have a good old time in 62. That was after the Nash was in there. That was our last year in the Southern.
Okay, so in 63 you were in Dallas working for the Twins, and 62 you were in Dallas but had that co-op team between Philadelphia and the Angels.
Angels, yeah, that's right.
How about,
and then when they pull out, they, I don't know, that's when you can have two teams have a co-op team, you know,
right,
back
right.
In the 60s. You barely had 20 good double-A, that was triple-A. And it was hard to make triple-A in them days. I mean, you had to really be a 300 hitter. So in 62, we had a good team, but it was a co-op. You know, when you have 15 of one team, 15 the other, which is good. I mean, you know, you're having 20 guys that can't play. So you get 15 guys from one team, and then 15 guys, I mean, 10 from the other team, you know, make sure you got 20 to 23 guys there.
Okay.
It's all different now. Right now, you got to have a good team. You don't have to have a good team to be in the big leagues. You know, all you got to have is 25 bodies.
Yeah. Let me just go back a little bit. In 60, you worked for the Mets. You were their first hire in the organization?
61. '61 in Mobile, Alabama, in the Southern League, Mobile, Atlanta, Birmingham, Chattanooga, Nashville, Memphis, and New Orleans.
Okay.
And the whole league went under.
Okay, so 61 is when you went to the Mets. In 60, you were still with Cleveland?
Yeah, I was still with Cleveland. Last year in Double A, but Cleveland was in Mobile in 1960. And
okay.
We had good pitches there. 59. All them years, from 62 with the Dodgers to last year, 1960, with the Indians, you know, 5-5, we always had good pitching, good hitting, but they just couldn't move up because the AAA had all the good public, and they couldn't move up because in the big league, Cleveland had a pretty good club, you know, early win and all that kind of guy, and the Dodgers had a good team with Don Newcomb and was the big left hander, the Jewish guy. But I can't remember all of them good ball players. They and had good managers and everything. It was hard to move up in the 50s and early 60s, you know, with Cleveland. Maybe with the Yankees, other teams too. Nobody hardly moved up, you know.
Yeah.
I remember guys from New Orleans, Dale Long. He had a good year. He came back in the next year. That's because when you're in Pittsburgh, you don't get a chance to move up to AAA in the big leagues. You got to work your rear end off. And that's what I'm saying. I've seen the good, the bad, the ugly. Nothing against this ugly man, because the kids ain't playing baseball no more. They're playing football or soccer or another thing. And what the other, 32, whatever it is, got now is they're picking somebody out of college and they send the high ball double A and 40 years over there in the big leagues. You know, no experience. They have one good, not just us, other teams, you know, the Yankees. Somebody's got to win, somebody's got to lose, not against the Yankees. But if he was playing 20 years earlier, the same team you got now, in 1980, they wouldn't have a chance. You know, they'd be in AAA and AA ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's like that now. I'm not compared to twins with the other team. And we may have good teams, as fans would say, but I've been all around, I've been, you know, the last 15 years with a big club, and I can see the difference in 87 and 91 and 92. They don't even, they're twice the team that they, we have now. I mean, you could, even though them teams are 50 years old, Herbeck and all them guys, right now, even Logan would, I mean, what's the name, Joe Mauer wouldn't have a chance. Can you see him facing Radke's and some of the other guys? I mean, Radke is sucking up with that curveball he's got. Bert Blau, I mean, these pitchers know how to hit, I mean, pitch to a hitter. Now they just throw the ball right down the pipe, and they hit 60 home runs. Remember Jim told me?
Yep.
He got 600 home runs back in the 50s, 60s, he'd be hitting it from the dugout because them guys ain't gonna throw it right down the pipe. They hit you in the head. If you have a home run right now and you come up the second time up, early win and them kind of guys, they'll hit him right in the head. The guy with the Cardinals, I can't think of his name.
Gibson?
The St. Louis head. Gibson. Phew, you think Jim Tomey would hit against Gibson? No way. It's kind of hard to hit from the dugout.
Yeah, those guys took it real seriously there, if you hit a home run.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, nothing against Joe Mauer. He's a good hitter. I'll give him credit. He's a good hitter. But sometimes some of the pitchers he's facing, these guys just came up in AAA who didn't know Joe. I mean, you know, throwing him like down the pipe or throwing Joe's a good hitter. I mean, the ball's outside here waiting to get the right pitch. Nowadays, them guys swing at anything just to hit a home run. But Joe's just, it could be an inch outside, he just reach out, just hit the left field or hit the right field. Very rarely did Joe pull the ball. He always hit it to the left or left center.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like I say, between the Dodgers and Cleveland, when I worked for, 21 years old, I see, that would be about 11 years. And, I mean, only one year we had a bad year. That was with the Mets in 61. That's because of expansion. And they didn't have players. And then I've never heard of anybody getting traded. You don't go that far back. But I've never seen anybody get traded in the 50s or 60s. I know when I was in Charlotte, you know, in 63, 70, 64, we used to lend players out. You probably heard about this. We used to lend. If we had too many players, and Savannah, which was the Braves, was lacking any good hitters or didn't have enough players, we used to send two or three guys over to Savannah.
Yeah, that was different back then.
When I got mad in 1969, we sent a first baseman and an outfielder to Columbus. That was with the Yankees, I think it was. Either Yankees or Houston. And I got mad, and I was mad at home plate, and they held the bats over the head. And I remember, as I'm walking down, whatever you call the aisle or base, whatever it is, and I seen a couple of my hitters. I said, hit me in the head with that head. Hit me in the head with that bat. I take it.
After you spent 63 in Charlotte, what'd you do in 64?
64, that was my first actual year. I was in Charlotte in 64. In 63, I started with the Twins. But then we moved to Atlanta in 64, but I went to AA the guy. Charlotte wanted me as his clubhouse guy, and I was there the first year in 64. But in 65, he said, "Wait, I'm firing a trainer. You're going to be my trainer and clubhouse guy and traveler." He said, you can do it all in 64. I said, "You got to be." And I remember when I took care of the clubhouse in Melbourne, in 89. No, we got out in, '65 we went to Fort Myers, because I spent 25 years there. And the guy I replaced in 76, he died of cancer. And I do all my job, I worked there. And he told me, Wayne, this is going to be temporary. You're going to help her, get a helper. I ain't had a helper ever since. From 65, I mean 75 when he died, to 1995, I was all by myself for 20 years. In the clubhouse, take care of 180 guys.
Wow. Wow.
It was an experience. I mean, my life, I worked my rear end off to get to the big league. I had to go, I had to get blind to get to the big league. Gordy was a manager, and Stale Magic was one of my coaches I knew, and I had Gordy for 2 years in the minor league. So one time, I guess it was 2001. I was in Minnesota just for a weekend, and I was walking back to the creek, back to the ballpark. Back to the motel with Terry Ryan, and he turned to me, he's torn down, and he said, "You belong in the big leagues." I said, "Now you tell me, Uncle Blaine." He said, "Yeah, Donnie wants you up here." So I went to Mobile in 2000 to do my 50 years in baseball. And so I started the next year there, and this started in 2003. I get a phone call from Steve Little, one of my coaches. "Where you at, Wayne? You're supposed to be up here in the big leagues." So I said, "I'll be there tomorrow." I went up to the ticket office in Mobile, and I told them, because they never had a clubhouse guy. I mean, they had about five of them in 1 year. Nobody wants to work. So I went up to him, and I said, I told Jenny Manson, "I'm leaving tonight. Where are you going?" "I'm going back to the big leagues." So I had my fun up then. I had fun. It was fun. Even when I got there, it's still fun. But when they start changing the rules and having computers run the ball game and all these changes, you know, with three men on the infield and four outfielders and 14 pitchers in one game, in 1 year. I said, "No, I mean, I'm not 14 pitchers." At one time we had 14, but I think we had 40 of them. About in Triple A going back and forth like a yo-yo. I said, "I can't take this one much fun." And that time I was, that was about 10 years ago. About 5 years ago. And I said, "I can't take this." Eddie Gerdau, good father. He's in Minnesota in the Hall of Fame. He said, "Wayne, what's wrong with you? Are you sick?" I said, "No, I'm just tired of losing 103 games." "And what do you think about that?" I said, "Yeah, but I gotta watch these guys are pitching." I've been in the game at that time. I was going to end the game in 60 years. I can't take this. So I was with the Mets in 61 when we had the expansion cream. And I had a bunch of crippled, but guys 40 years old playing the game. We got guys 20, 25 and you can't be losing games.
Yeah, it's harder to watch than it is to play.
I know it is. I can do that. I watch it. Even in the last couple of years, I'm in Minnesota. I go home early. I put the TV on. I said, "Oh my gosh, here we go again."
Yeah, it's nuts.
But I just want to get that out of my conscience. I'm glad I'm doing all this stuff. I was feeling down last night. I mean, everybody's got to go, you know, in their lifetime when they want, you know, when you're 12. Of course, we didn't have vocal Hall of Famers, so not my dad, but it's just my daddy always says, "Why don't you get a real job?" You know, he knew me as my fat boy, and when I graduated in 1959, and I think, I go to a banquet, not my graduation, 60 years in getting out of high school. And we went from 500 to, somebody told me we only had 200 of them. Most of them either passed away or moved to different cities. So I'm going to struggle to get down there to the banquet. Might be my last one, because we have one every 10 years. And that means the next one will be 70. And then I'll be 89 or something. I'm 79 now. But I just want to live gracefully. But I know it's hard to retire, but you got to retire, because I'm not saying the game's changed so much, you don't know if the guys are getting better or the baseball's getting worse. You like it like it used to be. I know it's bypassed me, but the game should bypass you. It's played between the white lines, but now they want to change it where you got to have four outfielders, three on the right hand side, or three on the left side. In other words, it's always, you can't block home plate. You got to make sure you got the right call. That's what they got for it. I can't blame them. Everybody makes mistakes, not doing the right calls. But I just want to say, I'm gonna tell this, my folks, in this computer or a book or whatever, it is that you're doing for me. It's doing good, because I'm gonna explain to people. Of course, they might not know me. Most of the people that know me pass away, and the guys 15 years old or 40 years old forget who I am, even in this hometown. From your own hometown, they forget who you are, they remember me from 52 to 61, and that's a long time.
Yep. It sure is.
I'm going to keep doing this as long as you can put up with me.
We're good.
I just want to explain to baseball. Not this bad. Baseball is still